Kumlana Black Gemara, Mitzvah Shabbos, Parshas Truma, Parshas Zacha. We're up to the Mishnah of Tzadik Aleph, Amid Aleph, right in the middle of the page. Ein Shechtin Es HaPesach Ala Yachid. That you cannot have one person registered for a Korban Pesach, you need to have much more than one person. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yasi is Mater. Rabbi Yasi allows even to have one person. And he says, it's not a question of one person or not one person. You can have a group of 100. But if they cannot eat an olive size of the lamb, you will not shecht on them. So there's an argument in Rambam and Rashi exactly what's going on here. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to allow the Korban Pesach to have any leftovers. So he learns that Rabbi Yasi, who says you're allowed to have one individual balabas over a lamb, it's only if he's able to eat the entire contents of that one lamb. And when Rabbi Yasi said you can have 100 people, but they have to be able to eat a kazayis, that means everyone has to be able to eat a kazayis, so that the entire lamb is consumed. Rashi doesn't learn the way. Rashi holds that even one person can bring a lamb, even all he eats is a kazayis. Or 100 people, as long as one person eats a kazayis, is good enough. Because Rashi holds, at that stage, you have no intention of having leftovers, and therefore, even though it makes it very difficult to avoid it, there's no issa. As long as one person can eat a kazayis, the korban is kosher. And if they're leftovers, then somebody will be even aver. But that's it. But the korban itself is kosher. And the Mishnah continues, Ein shechtin aleya, what is it? But if you have 100 people, if they don't eat, if collectively they cannot eat the whole animal, each one eats a kazayis, or according to Rashi, if there's not even one person kazayis, then ein shecht and lehim, you don't shecht. The ein oisin chaburas noshim v'avodim ktanim. You don't make that the members of a lamb should be made up of, as the Gemara will understand first, only women or only, or slaves or only ktanim. Says the Gemara. First of all, Tana Rabbi learned. How do you know that you don't shecht a korban pesach with only one owner? You should not shecht a korban pesach. And the pesach says sharecha in one of your in your own town comes along. What do you call it? Rabbi Yehudin says, let's put a full stop after the word ba'echad, and as if it reads, you should not shecht a korban pesach ba'echad with one owner. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yasi says, Yachid, if you have one owner, v'yachalech, and you can eat, according to the Rambam, the whole animal, according to Rashi, one kazayis, shechtin olav, you can then go ahead and proceed to bring the Korban Pesach. But asara ve'en yuchay lech, if you have ten, they cannot eat the whole animal, according to the Rambam, or they cannot, if there's nobody there who can eat the kazayis, ain't shechtin alein, you will not shecht. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yasi, hai be'echad my overlay, what does he do with the word ba'achad? What does he do with that word? It seems to be extra. Says the Gemara, he uses another drosha altogether. Boy like Rab Shimon, he holds like Rab Shimon. What's the story of Rab Shimon? The Tanya, Rab Shimon says, Menayin Lizave. Now we know that we have a concept called a bama. A bama is when they had a mound, and they used to use that as a mizbech. So as long as there was no mishkan or anything else, everyone had a bama in their backyard, and you were only able to bring on the bama your karbonas that you donate, like a karbon shlamim or an oila. And then you had a bama sibra, the one communal one where you brought your communal kabbalas. Once the Beis HaMikdash was finally built, then you are no longer allowed to have any bamas. So how do you know, l'zaveyach es pischa, if you shecht your korban pesach b'bamas yachid, on your backyard bama, b'shas isra bamas, when it's forbidden? How do you know, shubolezi over lav? Tamalayim, it says, l'sucha l'zbayach es pesach, you should not shecht the korban pesach b'achat shalech, in one of your hometowns, clearly. You shouldn't shecht a korban pesach in your hometowns. So we're saying right now, it's talking about when you are not allowed to have a bama, so therefore you cannot shecht a korban pesach there. So Yochar thought, Av b'shas heter b'mas came, that when the time was allowed to have a bama, you shouldn't shecht in your backyard. Tamalayme b'achet she'arecha. So we dashen. Imagine b'achet she'arecha when there's only one gate. Loi amru, when did we say it's prohibited to shecht a korban pesach and bring it up in your backyard, and your bama, b'shar ko yisrael nechnosim sharecha, when everyone went to the same gate, you had one mishkan, you had one mishkan, then it's forbidden in your backyard, but otherwise it's permitted. Why
So at the time when bamas were forbidden, you were not allowed to shecht in your backyard, and the problem was, lo yuchal, it said, lo suchal lizboyach, you're not allowed to shecht. Rashi already asked, there's another sin. The sin is that it's called shchuti chutz. If you are able to bring an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, and you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you committed another sin which you actually get karas for, and that's called you're shechting an animal outside of where it belongs. Says Rashi, we're talking about over here, you did it before midday, before noon. So before noon, you couldn't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no violation of Shchutei Chutz, because a violation is only if you could have done it inside, don't do it outside. But here, you couldn't have done it inside. But you still consider doing an Avera, because L'sucha L'sbayach, you're not allowed to shecht it on your own bum. Since he uses L'sucha Echa to teach you that one person cannot own a lamb, how does he know this din? You know, you shouldn't shecht on your bum when it's forbidden. But how do you know? Tarti Shaman, he learns two things from this word, Echa Cherecha. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is confronted with a choice. Either he learns Bachad Cherecha, that when everybody goes into one gate, that's when it's forbidden to shecht in your own bummer, or Ba'achad, that one person shouldn't own the animal. How does he know which drasha to learn? Well, Rabbi Yossi, Mamai de Lahachi de Gam Rav Shimon, how is he not to use the drasha for Rav Shimon? Dilma Bikidam Rav Yehuda Udasa. Maybe it's coming to teach the drasha of Rav Yehuda. Amalach will tell you, Lo Yisach, that it can't be. See, it says, there's another pasuk where it says in the pasuk, Ish, a person, Lefi Achloy, according to what he eats, which is written in singular form in Lashon Yachid, and because that's written in Lashon Yachid, so we know that one person can also bring a carbon. Rabbi Rabuka Bachina from Parishna Rabbi, Rabuka Sanachina from Parishna asked Rabbi, Mi Amma Rabbi Yehuda, did Rabbi Yehuda say, Ein Sheikhtin Es Ha Pesach Al HaYochi? You want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot shecht a carbon Pesach with only one owner. Tell me, but Aminu, we learned that the same Rabbi Yehuda once said, Isha Barishan, a woman, when it comes to Pesach Rishan, I was a Nissan Sheikhtin Ola Befne Atzma. And we're translating that you can shecht the carbon just for herself. But if there's a Pesach Sheni, you can have her as part of a group. So, dear Yehuda, it says clearly here, she could be on her own. So we see that a woman, that one person can own a carbon. Amalei said, Loi Tema Bifnei Atzma. Don't translate on her own. Tema Bifnei Atzma in plural, only women. That he's saying here that you could have a carbon where only women are participating in that carbon, are the members of it, even though there are no men. Omalei asked him, how can that be? You tell me a single person cannot own an animal. And when he said a woman, he meant a group of women. But didn't Amisha clearly say you cannot have a carbon with a group of women on it? But now we learned, you don't make a group of only women, or avadim, or servants, or slaves, or ketanim, or children. My love, isn't it that noshim lechudayu, that women are separate, avodim lechudayu, and servants separate, each group on their own should never be? Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. Women on their own can definitely be members of a carbon, a woman's group. Oh, here we're talking about something else. Loi, noshim v'avodim ektanim. We're talking about combinations. Noshim v'avodim, I don't want you to bring together mishum tiflis, because there'll be all kinds of flirtations and other things which are not becoming. And ketanim va'avodim, and what's wrong with ketanim avodim? Mishum pritzusa, because promiscuity. And we're worried about male relations. But nevertheless, you could have a group of women. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could have a group of women, but you can't have one owner of an animal. So now we're going to focus on this Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to see there are actually three opinions as to the relationship between a woman and Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Gufa, let's analyze the Braisa. Isha Barishon, a woman, comes Pesach Rishon, Sheikhtin Olev Ne'atzma, they can be a group of women because they have an obligation to come Pesach. But a Sheni, when it comes to Pesach, Sheni Ois, and it's like Sheni, you want to be part of a group. That's opinion number one. In other words, Pesach Sheni, it's only on a voluntary basis. So she can only be a part of a group. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Isha B'Sheni, Sheikhtin Olev Ne'atzma, a woman Pesach Sheni definitely is an obligation, therefore you can have a group of women. They ain't Torah Chaimish, surely in the first Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda says only the first Pesach they're obligated, second is voluntary. Rabbi Yossi says they're obligated in both. And Rabbi Shimon says neither. Each of Barishan, Oish Azrael Achedim, is only voluntary in Pesach Rishon, so she can be a member of a family. But B'Sheni, comes to Pesach Sheni, ain't Sheikh Nalekolika, she cannot be involved at all. Says the Gemara, B'Mai Kamifugi, what exactly is the argument? Rabbi Yehuda holds, it says in Pesach, B'michsas nefoshes, it says in the pasuk, you count the souls that a person, according to what they eat, you should shecht the sheep. It says nefoshes souls. Well, there's no gender here. I feel noshim. So it comes to Pesach Rishon. This is talking in Parshas Boy, Pesach Rishon. Women are equal to men. Nu v'chitei yochiv so afil b'shein nami. Isn't Pesach Sheni an outgrowth of Pesach Rishon? So whoever is included in Pesach Rishon should be included in Pesach Sheni. No, we have another pasuk when it talks about Pesach Sheni. It says the chetoy yisa ha'ishahu, that person should carry the sin. So Rashi learns that the pasuk says the following, and we're going to break up the pasuk into two parts. The pasuk starts off saying if somebody was clear, was pure, and he was near Yerushalayim or near Beis Hamikdash, and he didn't go in to bother to make the Korban Pesach, he should get cut off his people. And then the pasuk says, "Ki." So normally we translate because the Korban Eibush he didn't bring in his right time, so he carries a sin. We're going to teach "ki" differently. "Ki" means if, and if, and now we're talking about Pesach Sheni. He still has a chance to pay the Sheni, and if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, then he committed a sin. But here it says "ish," so it seems that Pesach Sheni only an ish is involved. I feel. Ish in Ishloi, only a man and not a woman is obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. So why do we allow to be part of a group Pesach Sheni if he's not involved at all? So we answer because the pasuk says Kechol Chukas Pesach, like all the laws of Pesach. It says the pasuk that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, we should follow all the laws of Pesach, and therefore. And the first Pesach women are included, so that comes to include women. So we exclude women in Pesach Sheni, we include. So that means we're included only for a voluntary basis. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, I believe that they're obligated both Pesachim. My time regarding the first Pesach, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chesiv says, the first Pesach mix and the Foshas, you count according to the souls, women are included. La Felicia. By Pesach Sheni, it says also, V'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-hi mi-Yisrael. It says in passing, and that person should be cut off. It says nefesh. Nefesh makes it doesn't distinguish between a man or a woman. And since the pasuk is also talking about Pesach Sheni, as we just said, so therefore it means that the nefesh refers to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so women are equally included. what do you call it? Vafilu noshim, even women. But the pasuk concludes this man. What is that coming to exclude if not women? Comes to exclude a child from getting karis. Now, why in the world do we need, as Tosfos asks, why do we need a pasuk to tell you that if a child did not bring the Korban Pesach, they don't get cut off the people? They're a child, they're a minor. They're not liable for anything. We need a pasuk to tell me they're not liable. So he brings an answer that maybe according to the Tana that says that. Let's say he was a minor the first Pesach, but he grew up and became bar mitzvah a week after Pesach. So we would have thought that if he doesn't bring the second Pesach, he should be punished and get karis. The pasuk tells you, no, if the first Pesach he was not an ish, then the second Pesach they don't get cut off. But that only answers according to that opinion, which is a Tana we'll see later on who believes that. There's another Tana who actually says that a child has to bring a Pesach Sheni. So what does it mean? So others say he's talking about a child who was a child erev Pesach but became a mitzvah at the Seder. We would have thought that this child should be part of the Korban Pesach, and if he's not part of it, he gets cut off. So that says ish, if he was a child during the day, even though at night he's bar mitzvah, does not have to bring. Then Teisa said, but I do have a problem. There's a number of cases in the Gemara where it talks about different averas, and we bring a pasuk to tell you a child is not included. For example, having a relation with a married woman. We have a special pasuk that ish, but not a child. And if he has incest with his mother, it's only, he says ish, but not a child. And so on and so forth. We need a pasuk, without a pasuk, what would you have thought? Or Rashi tells in the Chumash last week's Parsha Mishpatim that it says also a person, ish, should not be a strike, you know, kill another person to tell you, but not a cotton. And otherwise, you would have thought a cotton was responsible. So the Mefarshim say, and when we punish somebody in the Torah, it's for two reasons. First of all, it's a kaparis, an atonement, but also that others should learn from here and not follow, try to replicate and be a copycat. So as far as kaparis is concerned, maybe a child doesn't need a kapara then. He's an ish, but like cotton. We don't need a pasuk for that. But as far as other people learning from him, if we just let him go scot-free, others will learn. So therefore, we would have thought maybe we should kill this child for this behavior. So others should see that it's serious. And that's why we have a pasuk to tell you that no, it doesn't include. Says the Gemara. Okay. Oh, I just lost place. Rav Shimon, what about Shimon? He holds that a woman is voluntary Pesach Rishon and doesn't have anything to do with Pesach Sheni. It says Rishon ish in ish aloi. It says it by the first one, and the Gemara later will say, where does it say? But a man and not a woman. So then, why is she considered? She can be as a member with others. She shouldn't be able to do that either. You did bring a pasuk before that says we count according to the souls. The fact is that she's a soul, so therefore we can include that. Let's fail at least to be part of the group. If you're going to say afila b'sheni nami, if you're going to say if so afila b'sheni nami, then even the second pasuk let it be part of the group. It says cheto yisa ish. It says that pasuk brought before ish. So whatever we did in Pesach Rishon, this brings it down a notch. And since I hold that Pesach Rishon is only voluntary, so Pesach Sheni brings down a notch. It can't even be part of it. Ish aloy. Memayka mayda. What are we going to exclude from? Imichiv, that she's not obligated. Hash to b'ish aloy b'sheni aboy. If the first one she's not obligated, second you tell me. And a lav mitzvela. We're talking about she can't even be a member. My ish the common option, which ish is he referring to? Ename from the pasuk where it says, tell the Yidin that on the 10th day of the month, the yikhu lehem ish, a person should take, sell a base of it, sell a boy, take a sheep for the family, and says ish. So we say ish and not a woman. Don't we need that like a mitzvah? Because what's happening here is you take a lamb and you're acquiring it on behalf of your family, on the behalf of the family. And it says ish is zoicha, vein kot zoicha, that only an adult can acquire on the behalf of the family, but not a child. And so therefore, I need that pasuk. Taz already asks, we know the idea of acquiring on behalf of somebody else, you're acting like an agent. And since we know that there's no shlichus to a child, automatically there's no acquiring to a child. I don't need a pasuk for that. So Taz wants to say that perhaps this right here is the basis that a child can be a shlich either. How do you know a child can be a shlich? So we learn from here. Because it says, ish, cannot acquire. Why not? Because he cannot be a shlich. Bella, which ish, mi ish lefi achlai, that pasuk we brought, that individual, ish lefi achlai, comes to tell you a man and not a woman. So they're not obligated, but they can do voluntarily, because it says in the fashas. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yehisi, saw the Rabbi Shimon, we said previously, Rabbi Yehisi holds that the word achat sherecha, telling Rabbi Shimon, that a bomba, you get an avera of a shechta and karn pesach, a bomba, only when everybody goes together to the Shalayim or to the Mishkan and Shiloh and so on and so forth. Otherwise, not even a Veda. So then, so Rav Shimon, Nami, so Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon was holding, Rav Yosi, that ish lefi achla, because otherwise, maybe we learn from there that only one person, that one person cannot have a karun, achad, so we say no, because there's another pasuk, ish lefi achla, that one person can have a karun. So Rav Shimon agrees, Rav Yosi, so we need ish lefi achla to tell you that one person can own a karun. So how can you learn from ish lefi achla that a man and not a woman? We learn from there that Yishat HaPesach, an individual, Amalach will tell you, we'll learn two things from Ish Lefi Achla. Because if all we want to learn from there is that that one person can bring an animal, Nichter Rachman Lefi Achla, just say in singular form, Yachla, my Ish, why include a man? Shamanai taught you two things. According to this ago, what Rabbi Lezer said, Isha Bereshin Chayiva, says Rabbi Lezer said, a woman, the first Yom Tov is obligated, the second one is only a voluntary, but the Doich is a Shabbos, and it pushes away Shabbos. Now the Gemara is right again, before we have a chance to ask our questions, the Gemara is going to pounce. Either Shus, if it's voluntary, and my Doich is a Shabbos, then what right do you have that the Pesach Sheni falls out on Shabbos? You're going to bring it up on Shabbos, it's only a voluntary carbon. Ela'im must say, B'Sheni the Shus, Pesach Sheni is voluntary, Uvedishin Chayiva, but Pesach Rishon is obligatory, and V'deich is Shabbos. This year, it pushes away Shabbos. Come on, who does that go according to? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Yechron. Very interesting here. Ein oisin chabura shekula gedim. Do not make a group of people to bring together, only these people, a carbon, if they're all converts. Why not? Shema yidaktiku boy, because they're generally converts are much more frum or much more careful. The word frum is wrong. They are much more careful. They want to make sure they don't make anything wrong, any mistakes. And because they're too careful, the yaviu lepsul is possible that they're going to have leftovers. And because let's say the time finishes at 12 o'clock, they're going to be so careful they'll say, no, we're going to finish at 10:30. As a result of that, they're going to be leftovers. And so therefore, so it says right here that Gerim are more careful when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs than the average Yisrael. Talk about being learned. Pesach. This is the Brisa says, a bit cryptic. Pesach, matzah, morer. When it comes to Korban Pesach, when it comes to matzah, it comes to morer. Berishon, the first night, chayve. They're obligatory. You have to eat Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzah, morer. Mikan ve'el rishus, the rest of Pesach is voluntary. Which you might have a problem because Korban Pesach, you don't bring Korban Pesach the rest of Pesach, even on a voluntary basis. But Rav Shimon says, ba'anoshim chayve. So right now we think that we're talking about the Pesach, the Matzah, Mor. Men have to eat Pesach, men have to eat Matzah, have to eat Mor. But not Shim Rishos, women, they don't have to eat Matzah. They don't have to eat Mor. So what's going on here? Ahai, Koi, what are you talking about? Ile Pesach. Are we talking about the Korban Pesach? When it says from now on, the first night is obligatory and from now on it's voluntary. Is he talking about the Korban Pesach? What does that mean? Pesach, Koshiva, Meiko, where do you find Korban Pesach the rest of the Yom? Ela, a Matzah, Umar. We're talking about matzah and mor. The matzah and mor, the first night is obligatory. The rest of Pesach, it's up to you. The Vilna Gaon holds that it's a mitzvah every day of Pesach that you eat matzah, based on the cheskuni. But there's no chiv. Everyone agrees. There's no chiv to eat matzah the rest of Pesach or mor. Okay. Amos Sefer. Then Lukut says later. Shimon says ba'anoshim chayve. Sounds like he's talking about this very thing. Matzah mor is an obligation for men, but the noshim reshus, women, is optional. In other words, Korban Pesach, women are obligated, but when it comes to matzah and maror, it's optional. And now the question is, how can you say it's optional? Now the very fact that the Gemara thinks that it's optional, and we have to bring a pasuk, as we'll soon see, that it's not optional, proves that there's a disconnect between matzah and Korban Pesach. That it's possible that Korban Pesach you have to eat, but matzah you don't have to eat. Which is a big question mark, because later in the Gemara we're going to say that Moror today is only Midrabbanan. Why is Moror Midrabbanan? Because there's no Korban Pesach. But here we see clearly that there's no connect. It's not coupled together, Matzah and Moror and Korban Pesach. You can have a case, women, where they're obligated to Korban Pesach, but Matzah and Moror is only Rishus. And in fact, the only way we know that Matzah you have to eat, because there's Erev Tuchel Matzah, the only way we know that women have to eat Matzah is not because of Korban Pesach, but because said, "Noshim chayoved b'chiz matzah toyer. Women have to eat matzah matoyer. Shenem leseichel of chametz shenichel matzahs. Kol sheyesh matoyer chametz shenichel matzah. Anyone who has the isof chametz has a mitzvah matzah. But hani noshim these women hoil v'yesh no matoyer chametz shenichel matzah. So women have the mitzvah matzah. And Rashi says if they have mitzvah matzah, they don't have morah because they both come hand in hand. So the only way we know that women have a mitzvah matzah is not because they're chayiv and Pesach, but because we have this other thing here, this equation. Whoever has the iser of chametz has the mitzvah matzah. So it becomes very difficult, and before I have a hard time understanding then why today is morah d'rabbanan. Who cares if there's no Korban Pesach? Since there's a disconnect between matzah, morah, and Pesach, today morah should be mahatera. Ela ema say, this is how you read the braisa. Pesach, matzah, morah, berisha, chayva, all three are mandatory. We can't be able to choose, but from now on, morah and matzah is optional the rest of Pesach. Kamlam Shimon says, let's go back to Pesach. Pesach, this is what you say, that Pesach is mandatory, that's only on Noshim men. The chayva, it's a chayva. But Noshim reshus, when it comes to women, it's only optional. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow.